Tomorrow is going to be a very busy day, I think, in all the banks, both those that have the funds and those that don't have the funds. Especially the ones that don't have, who have limited funds, they will definitely run around and start looking for funds so that they can pay their customers the funds. I mean, the salaries. The salaries are already in the accounts. So the only thing that's missing right now is the money, is the funds to actually pay them. And we foresee that those who don't have the funds will actually see a scenario where they might end up having the funds, getting the funds well after the Christmas, which definitely is not right.
And for those banks that have money, where do they get this money from?
Some banks actually have to source their funds outside. They're sourcing those individually, and they're paying the expenses of actually sourcing those funds. And therefore, each bank literally right now is sourcing their funds. And you have a scenario where those that are failing, either they have to look at mobilizing the funds through their customers or literally getting it from their partners, whether locally or outside, to meet the local demand. Because there is an expense element in that way, and they have to meet that. And through that, they have to also pass that expense to the customers as well. But it's not a right scenario which should persist within the financial sector, because this is a very sensitive place where each individual institution has to meet its own expenses. Well, as we all know, that RBZ is not playing its part of being the bank of last resort. The Minister of Finance did mention in his budget that by end of March, I think beginning of April, they should invest or inject about $100 million, whereby the banks can always borrow money from there and then they be able to meet some of their demands. It's really difficult for them, because now if you, I don't know how you look at it, but you see the scenario where you have banks without funds and clients right now where we're having a scenario where some are breaking doors and people wanting to get their funds and they're failing to do that. That is not right. With the way RBZ maybe is coming up, they will definitely come hard on them. And they will actually put some punitive action against those financial institutions. Because the client should not in any way be denied their funds from the bank. That should not happen. And it should not happen in Zimbabwe, definitely.